Here's what's trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Well, bring on the pumpkin spice lattes, y'all. Our long, hot summer is finally coming to an end. So get on out and enjoy this beautiful weather. It's a little cool this morning with a high only of 75
in
Austin.
I love
it.
Wow. Oh, sweater weather, man.
Yesterday was a big day on The Ellen Show. She finally responded to the accusations of a toxic workplace environment on the 18th season. She admitted that, quote, things happened that never should have. She added, I take that very seriously. I want to say I'm sorry to the people that were affected. I know that I'm in a position of privilege and power, and I realize with that comes uncertainty. I take responsibility for what happens in my show. This is the Ellen DeGeneres Show, and I'm Ellen DeGeneres.
As you may have heard, this summer there were allegations of a toxic work environment at our show, and then there was an investigation. I learned that things happened here that never should have happened. I take that very seriously, and I want to say I am so sorry to the people who were affected. I know that I'm in a position of privilege and power, and I realize that with that comes responsibility, and I take responsibility for what happens at my show. This is the Ellen DeGeneres Show. I am Ellen DeGeneres. We have had a lot of conversations over the last few weeks about the show, our workplace, and what we want for the future. We have made the necessary changes, and today we are starting a new chapter.
Thoughts?
I thought the whole thing was fine. It's really awkward because there's nobody in the studio audience.
Yeah, who's clapping?
Well, they had like a virtual studio audience. They had big screens, basically, and each screen was a person. Even if she didn't have to apologize, it was going to be an awkward first day because she was talking to an empty room. Like, it was going to feel weird for her. It was going to feel weird for us. I don't really think anybody cares. Everybody wants to say they care, but nobody really cares. They just want to laugh.
You don't think anybody cares?
I mean, we do care.
They care.
We've all thought she was a certain person, and it's like everyone kind of had the hunch of like maybe she's not as nice as you think she is, and then this came out, and it's like,
She shared that she is a real person. She has feelings just like everybody else. She has days where she's impatient. She has days where she's sad. She has days where she's angry.
Here is that.
There were also articles in the press and on social media that said that I am not who I appear to be on TV because I became known as the Be Kind Lady. The truth is, I am that person that you see on TV. I am also a lot of other things. Sometimes I get sad, I get mad, I get anxious, I get frustrated, I get impatient, and I am working on all of that. I am a work in progress, and I'm especially working on the impatience thing because, and it's not going well, because it's not happening fast enough, I will tell you that.
Back in July, it was announced that Bed Bath & Beyond was closing 200 of its locations. Some people thought they were going away entirely. Not the case, but this blew me away because we got yesterday news that 60 locations will be closed. And four cities in Texas, including Austin, one location, the location that's over in the Arboretum, like off of Research Boulevard and 183, like right across from the Domain. I mean, I'm talking about like everything in that like strip mall is always like waving at the Domain saying, hey, what about us? Don't leave. So if that store happened to have been your jam, well, you got to find a new jam and start using up those coupons, at least that location. They're going to stay open, other locations except that one. But I mean, it's like every store in that strip mall has closed. I mean, there's, think about this, right next door was a Toys R Us. Rest in peace, Toys R Us. Next to that was a Babies R Us. Rest in peace, Babies R Us.
Oh, man.
It's a tough time, man. It's a tough time. Not many people going to Bed Bath & Beyond these days.
Shark Tank is back October 16th on ABC. It's season 12. And we're going to have not one, but two local Austin ties this season as guest judges. Number one, Blake of Tom's Shoes, the guy who created Tom's Shoes, graduated from St. Stephen's Episcopal School in Austin back in 1995. His sister, by the way, also owns Aviator Nation. I think they said that right, which is also in South Congress.
Gotcha.
I love that place, but it's like $522 for a t-shirt.
Yes. That's 100% true. Also, Kendra Scott, who, of course, is based here in Austin. She's only one of 16 women in the United States to hold the title of founder of a company valued at $1 billion. She also joined the University of Texas as a professor earlier this year, and now she's going to be part of Shark Tank. It's
Boy, that's
perfect.
Awesome.
You can watch it again starting Friday, October 16th on ABC.
Ellen DeGeneres says she is the same Ellen you see on TV, but admits there's truth to the accusations. Bed Bath & Beyond announces 63 store closure locations, including the one on Research Boulevard. And Austin jeweler Kendra Scott is going to join Shark Tank as guest shark. For more on these stories, text TRENDING to 51993. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7 and streaming online through your smart speakers in the always free radio.com app.